Proclamation number 7049, dated the February 26, 1958. Satanic activity. Countermeasure by embedded bangs of light. Hell has opened its gates and its inhabitants are causing havoc on Earth, partly embedded as human beings, partly by spiritually influencing people's thoughts or oppressing the soul's own will and taking possession of the body. And this is why Satan's activity will openly manifest itself in the last days, since due to the fact that people lack the strength of love, against which he is helpless, they will be unable to offer him sufficient resistance. But people will also receive help from God's side providing they are willing to accept it. Notable activity can also be detected from his side, and to the same extent as the powers of the dark worlds manifest themselves and markedly oppress people, the forces of light are also at work and likewise support people mentally, but also in physical embodiment come to help people, who live as human beings amongst people and thus impart a flow of strength from God to them and thus serve as mediators between God and people, who wants to help them in their battle against Satan. This therefore explains that these sources of light can be encountered all over Earth but that they are not recognized as such by people who have to be regarded as followers of the adversary. In the last days it is almost impossible for God to speak through a human being whose soul has taken the process through the creations. It would therefore be almost impossible for him to make contact with people if souls of light would not offer themselves to live on Earth in order to help people who are not yet entirely controlled by the opponent. All people should in fact shape themselves to become vessels for the Divine Spirit in order to hear the Father's voice, and it would certainly be possible if people lived a life of love in accordance with God's will. But they are far from it. They are dominated by selfish love, thereby having given God's adversary power over them, which he uses to destroy them. But there are also many weak, still undecided people who have not yet been taken in by him completely, and for their sake a large number of beings of light come down to earth, and God himself speaks through these beings of light to the former. And this is an incredible grace. It is like a countermeasure, which can still save many souls from the adversary if they open themselves to this grace and allow themselves to be addressed by God. But even such evidence of grace will not forcibly affect people. It will be up to each individual person whether he wants to let himself be addressed or whether he wants to close his ears and heart when he encounters a bearer of light. Earth is fraught with satanic spirit because the price of hell has taken his vassals to earth which now try to impose their evil inclinations onto people. And they're succeeding to an alarming extent. And thus the spirits oppose each other, whether they're embodied as human beings or try to influence them spiritually. The kingdom of light and the realm of darkness have come to earth, and the spiritual battle takes place on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. The beings of light will fight for God and his kingdom with a weapon which is given to them by God himself, with the pure truth, which can emanate its light everywhere. And anyone moving within this sphere of light will also receive the strength to resist the forces of darkness. Their weapons, however, are the commodities of this world. And they incite people to ever greater greed for earthly material values, to sensual pleasures, to thirst for power, and thereby increasingly darken the spirit of those captivated by them. And thus light fights against darkness, good against evil, truth against lie, the beings from above fight against the inhabitants of hell, but the former with the strength from God while the latter receive their strength from Satan. Yet it is up to people who will win the battle. Even so, They are not left helpless at the mercy of Thessal's enemy. They will always have helpers by their side as soon as the thought of the will is emerging in them to become free from evil power. Irrespective how bad the activity and raging of God's adversary is in the last days, no human being needs to succumb to it, for God's help is assured for everyone who doesn't want to submit to the adversary. And this is why God himself through his beings of light is influencing people, who have joined him voluntarily, to establish contact between the world of darkness and the world of light. Consequently, increasingly more messengers of light will appear amongst people, God will address people ever more urgently, and his activity will become more evident the more the raging of God's enemy can be recognized. For the battle between him and the adversary will last until the end, until his power is broken, until he and his followers will be bound and a new time of peace will begin when he can no longer pester people and the spiritual battle has come to an end for the time being. And then there will be peace on earth and people will be in constant union with God, with the beings of light which will stay amongst them and continue to instruct them as they have done before, so that people will also hear God's voice directly and thus will live a blissful life in the paradise of the new earth. Amen.